Welcome to The Liberated Life, the podcast for women who are done pretending that they have it all figured out and are ready to live with more freedom, clarity, and courage. I'm Lucy Maeve, your guide on a journey through the unspoken parts of healing, desire, and self-discovery. This is a place to be seen, heard, and held, where we embrace all the complexities and contradictions of being fully alive. No masks, no shortcuts, just the real work and real liberation. Hello, my darling. Welcome back. It's so beautiful to be here with you. It is pouring with rain. Autumn is here. Part of me is confused and thinks that this is what winter is like, because South African winter, for those of you who don't know, I lived in South Africa for 2.5 years. South African winter was basically like September in the UK. So I'm like, it doesn't get colder than this, does it? It definitely will. And I'm adjusting to the colder weather, but part of me is quite enjoying it because I feel ready for some like cooler indoor time, she says, as she goes to Mexico in November. But anyway, it's beautiful to be back here with you. And I have got a little story for you today. I've just come back from a retreat that I went on in Devon earlier this month. And oh my Lord, was it a week. I have so much that I want to share with you guys because it was a big one. It was a big one. So I started going on retreats when I was like 25 or something. And to be honest, I went because all of my friends were in relationships and I never had anyone to go on holiday with. So I was like, what should I do with my summer holiday time? And I decided at that point, I was like, maybe I'll like be one of those people that goes on retreats. So I started going on yoga retreats when I was about 25 and, to be honest, fell in love with them. And I'd go with the intention of like, it feels like an okay thing to do on your own. I wasn't really going for any particular personal gain. It was just like, oh, people go on retreats on their own. This is a cool thing for me to do. Ever since then, I've kind of been going on one a year. And I hadn't been on one yet this year, and I wasn't really planning on one, to be honest. But then I was listening to one of my teachers, Leah Martin's podcast, and she had this episode that was like, I mean, it was a very clickbaity title, but it was like the deepest relational work I've ever done. And I listened to it and I was like basically blown away by this episode. And it was with the guy who runs this specific retreat that she had been on, talking about the process that he takes people through at this retreat. And as soon as I listened to it, I was like, I have to be there. Like, I have to be there, has to happen. Don't know what it was. It was just this like really intense intuitive pull thing of like, I need to go on this retreat. I don't know why, but I need to be there. And I looked on their website and I was like, oh my God, there's one in Devon. Like most of the time they're in Bali in the US and stuff. And like, I'm all for traveling, but it's like a lot at times. So I was really pleased. I was like, oh my God, I can go to one in the UK. This is so easy. All I need to do is just get on a train. So I booked a call with the guy because I was like, follow intuition, follow it. I'm going. Had a call with him, was still like, yep, I'm in. This has got to be it. And then you know what I did? I totally ghosted him. I felt myself like after the call, he sent me the link to pay and I was like, oh God, I don't want to do this. I'm like pretty scared. Maybe this is a bad idea. My ego started being like, this is a terrible idea. Maybe like something bad will happen. Maybe you shouldn't do this. Like, do you have the money to be spending on this right now? Like all of the reasons started coming up why I shouldn't go. So I sat on it and kind of pretended that I hadn't had that call. She says, knowing that I coach people very well on this type of thing. But yeah, I went into full resistance around it, which always happens for me whenever I'm about to sign up for something big. I always have this period of like, oh God, this is a terrible idea. Like, are you being irresponsible? Like, is this navel-gazy? Like all of that stuff. But then after like 2 weeks of my ghosting of this person, I was like, Lucy, get a fucking grip. So I got a grip and I paid and I was like, I'm going. And then I kind of forgot about it. And then as I got closer to the retreat, I honestly was so shit terrified. I got on the train and was like, even for like the few days before I went, Thomas had gone back to Cape Town. I was at home alone and I was waking up at like 4 a.m. like, and I had no idea why, but I was just like wired at 4 a.m. and I was like, oh God, this often happens for me. And I think for a lot of people when they sign up for retreats or when they're going to do some kind of big personal exploration, that like the work starts to happen before you even get there, because energetically you're already connected to that space. So there's like stuff that starts to move through us. So I had this like really whirly ride going up to it, and got on the train and was literally like, what the hell am I doing? And then I had a classic experience of, you know, for those of you who have been on retreats, I got there and had that like, you know, you like scan the group of people and you're like, who am I going to be friends with? Like, where is there someone that I can like attach to? I had this genuine theory that like, I don't know if you guys know the theory of having like primary attachment figures, that humans require in most of life a primary attachment figure. And through childhood, that's often a parent or a primary caregiver. And then when we get into romantic relationship, our partner becomes our primary attachment figure. And in that like weird liminal space where I found myself for a long time of being single, I often like found my primary attachment figures as like best like friends I'd have really intense friendships with. They basically became a pseudo partner without any of the like sexual intimacy piece. But anyway, I feel like this theory also carries through into retreat spaces, because I always get there and I'm like, I need to find my person who's going to be my primary attachment figure here. And I was lucky that my roommate, I very quickly bonded with and was like, okay, I feel a level of safety in this space because I have you here. And I'm sharing all of this with you just to like humanize the experience of going on things like this when you don't know anyone, because it's so normal. It's so normal and everyone is going through the same stuff. But then like, so I had the whole experience with my roommate where we bonded and I was like, okay, I feel a bit safer. And then we went into the opening ceremony, and honestly, it blows my mind every time I step into retreat spaces, because I don't know what the hell happens. But it feels as soon as the like container of the retreat is opened in an opening ceremony or whatever, it genuinely feels like you step into some kind of portal or vortex together. Like, for some bizarre reason, and this has happened to me at every single retreat I've ever been to, it's as if your world outside of the retreat space kind of disappears for a week and you're just in this portal of growth and connection and authenticity and vulnerability all together. And I honestly cannot express how powerful that is. Like, I know that this is even before doing any of the personal work, right? Like, just having space in your life to take yourself away from your normal echo chamber of people and things and routines or whatever, and go into this like melting pot, basically, where everyone there is devoted to their own expansion, is so unbelievably powerful. Like, when do we get to do that? And I've thought about this a lot, because people have often asked me, like, how, when I was doing more of the like how I left banking stuff, like how I eventually managed to get myself out of investment banking, because a lot of people get really trapped in those spaces. And I have to say, I think that a major piece of it was retreats, because what happened in those spaces and what happened in the space that I went on a few weeks ago is that your echo chamber is completely deleted for a week, or however long the retreat is. So the people, the places, the things that keep you in the version of you that you normally show up as, because our personality is often created in relationship to people, to places, to things, you have those things kind of removed for the week because you're not around any of those things or people. So you're suddenly like stripped away from people who reflect back a version of you that you normally are. And there is freedom to become someone different. And there is so much incredible power in that. Like, I almost, the analogy that I often give is like this idea that like the version of us that we are in life is in part our own doing, sure. And it's held in place by like almost like a really viscous pot of treacle. So like we're in this pot of treacle and we're held in this specific configuration because of the people that in our life that expect us to be a certain way, places, routines, all those things that keep us in a certain configuration of ourselves. And when we come out of that pot of treacle, which is what happens when we break our echo chamber and go into retreat spaces, suddenly the liquid that we're in is much more, what's the opposite of viscous? You know what I mean? More liquidy. So it's more, you're more able to basically move and shift and shape yourself into a different version of yourself. And there is so much power in that, because in this portal of having been taken out of your pot of treacle that holds you in a specific configuration, you go into this like space where there's like, oh my God, like I can finally move again. I can like shift. I can see myself in different ways. I can stretch myself in different ways. It's like in this safe container of this different liquid that isn't quite so viscous, I can see myself differently, which gives you this power to be like, oh my God, I could be like someone completely different. Like I can genuinely shift and change because I'm suddenly in relationship to people and places in this new retreat space in a completely different way. And this is why I genuinely believe from my own experience that it is so important alongside very deep and intentional one-on-one work, which I will never, ever, ever take away. But to take yourself into group spaces and spaces which are residential. And what I mean by that is like staying overnight, because there is such incredible power in being out of your echo chamber. Like even before doing any kind of workshop or any kind of anything else, just being out of your echo chamber with different people that desire to connect authentically and truly and vulnerably is a complete game changer. And I really felt that as soon as I got onto this retreat a few weeks ago. I was like, just being in a space with people who have a level of self-awareness, who want to do deep work, who are really here to devote to themselves and to connect, is so incredibly healing. Like, unbelievably healing. Like, some of the most powerful moments that I had at this retreat, and there were so many of them, like, I cannot even, some of the pieces I'm like, I can't even share on here. Like, I feel like they're very private spaces that I will share with my private clients because they were so deep. But like some of the most healing parts of it were actually not even in the facilitated space, like just being in connection with other people and living with other people for a week and having like really deep and intense and beautiful conversations was so unbelievably healing. There's something about like the relational field and the communal piece with retreat work that is just so unbelievably powerful. And whilst I was there, this always happens to me. Like as I get taken out of my echo chamber and as I get taken out of my like normal day-to-day life or whatever, it's like all of the stuff that my ego likes to put into place to keep me like in whatever shape I need to be in order to get people around me to like me and all the stuff that we all do. Once that gets stripped away, it's like, oh my God, there's this like wild woman, like powerful being that comes through me that's like intense and strong and wild and feral and like really connected to her body. And I just find it so magical how that always happens when I'm in spaces with other people in group. And I think it touches on this point that like we have become, I think, as a society, really focused on like individual gain and individual work. And there is necessity for one-on-one work. As I just said, like you can't do the depth of work that you do in one-on-one in retreat spaces. It's very different. But healing isn't meant to happen in isolation. Like we're not meant to just sit like journaling all the time and like doing our meditations or whatever it is we do in our room on our own. Like healing happens when we're in community, like when we're all wired together, as like the facilitator at this retreat talked a lot about us becoming like a collective nervous system, like that we become one nervous system as a group. And as you wire together, so much magic unfolds. It honestly, at points whilst I was there, felt like without taking any substance, without doing any breath work, without anything, it became almost like a psychedelic space just from the beauty of like the connection with other people. Yeah, so wild, so, so wild. There's so much more that I will share about this, but I'm still in the process of kind of integrating it. So I'm figuring out what is right for me to share at the moment. But yeah, anyway, so I came back. God, it was intense. I came back like a week and a bit ago, and I often find this with retreats. You come back and it's like you've been in this like in this space of the liquidy stuff after coming out of your treacle, and you kind of get put back into your treacle, but you're in a different formation. And then when you're in your different formation, it's like your life has to kind of meet you there, or you go back into your previous formation. But the thing that's so magical is that you've had this like really, for me, I had this really intense experience of being in this container where I could see so many of my patterns so clearly, and so much like awareness and healing and visibility on myself that you come back, or I came back into my life and was like, whoa, I can see where this is playing out and I now have a choice. It's like almost the retreat space becomes like a playground of like how it's a mirror really of how you interact with your life, how you show up in retreat spaces. And you see it very clearly because there's so much focus on growth and healing and all that stuff. So you can come back into your life with so much more awareness and the capacity to choose so differently. And also with this like huge well of energy that is like flowing deeply through you, which always happens for me anyway. And for so many people I know at the end of retreats, it's like you've done so much energy work and so much healing work that there's like this beautiful flow of aliveness and power and like vivaciousness that wants to come through you. Yeah. And also, I mean, with a group of amazing people that I'm still friends with. So yeah, I mean, it's a perfect example. If I think about it, this is becoming a bit of a ramble, but anyway, we'll go with it. The women that came on my retreat last year, oh my God, like when they came back, it blows my mind that they're still in touch. Like, because the intensity of those spaces is such that you form like genuine soul level connections with people. Some of my best friends have come from retreats, if I think about it. Yeah, anyway, that's a side piece. But yeah, in short, after I came back from the most intense retreat of all time, it made me so clear in my mind that I was like, we so desperately need these spaces as women. Like we really do, where we can come out of our normal echo chambers, out of our pots of treacle, into a space where there's more space to move and breathe and shift and change, so that we can get clearer on who we really are and remember who we really are and be supported in who we are by community. And this is so much more than just like, oh, let's go on a holiday and have some nice food and chill like that. Yes, amazing, of course. But this is like a deep portal of really like commitment to yourself and commitment to your purpose in life and commitment to the life you want to be living and your relationships and your family. And like, I don't think that anyone ever comes back from a retreat the same person. And I came away from the one that I just went on really, really galvanized in my idea that we need to be in group spaces together. And I'm so fucking excited for the Liberated Life retreat in May next year, because it's this exact type of space where we can step out of our lives, out of our echo chambers, into community and remember who we actually are without all the noise. It's like finding spaces where you finally feel safe enough to be fully you. And for many of us, that starts in retreat and then can expand into our normal day-to-day life. Yeah, I just am so deeply reminded how these spaces are non-negotiable for me, and something that I devote myself to every year in my own life. And I'm devoted to continuing to serve you guys with, because there is nothing quite like them. Yeah. So if you've been listening and feeling a nudge or a pull, let this be your invitation. And I know that there'll be the fear that comes like it did for me when I ghosted the guy and ended up coming back. But the Liberated Life retreat is open for booking. 50% of the spots have gone. Like, I can't actually believe it. My mind is blown. I only opened it like less than a month ago. We will meet next May in the most beautiful retreat center in Spain, with the most incredible food, beautiful nature everywhere. It's like so peaceful, like this little haven space, and we're going to come together and support you to remember who you really are. So with that, if you feel inspired, you can apply via the link in the show notes, or just send me an email or a DM and we can chat it through. Yeah. The most beautiful space is to step out of the room that hurt you and into a space that can finally hold all of you, so that you can step back into your life as the version of you that you know that you've always been and perhaps have struggled to connect with. But I'm here for it, and I'm so excited, and I feel so much peace in my body as I'm talking about this, which is such a beautiful experience. So I will leave you here. The rain has finally stopped. it might be time for a walk. I'm sending you so much love, and I'll speak to you soon.